Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Israeli Defense Forces are reporting Hamas did not provide Israel, by 7 a.m. local time, a list of hostages to be released today. Additionally, Hamas fired rockets at Israel. In response, IDF says it has renewed its attacks to wipe out the terrorist organization Hamas in Gaza. A top Israeli doctor, Itai Pessa, treating hostages who have returned from Hamas captivity, says he's heard testimonies that are hard to bear. Without going into detail, he says they have undergone hardship physically and mentally at the brutal hands of Hamas. According to a new report, the Biden administration pressured YouTube to target alleged misinformation relating to the COVID-19 vaccines. Back in April of 2021, President Biden's former director of digital strategy, Robert Flaherty, emailed Google team members to connect and combat vaccine hesitancy. But also the goal was to crack down on vaccine misinformation. Documents obtained by the House Judiciary Committee show that the White House decided what was misinformation by forcing the streaming platform to remove or suppress any negative COVID-19 vaccine information and promote more content for people to get the shot. Nevada's law enforcement community is in grief following the deaths of two state troopers who were struck and killed on Interstate 15 in the Silver State.
Undersheriff Andrew Walsh of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department urged people to come together in support of the state police in the coming days and weeks.
And right now, during this very tragic time, the Nevada State Police is going to need that love and support from the community more than ever.
The troopers who were killed were responding to a situation where a driver appeared to be asleep behind the wheel, and that's when the collision occurred. The person driving the car responsible for the crash is currently in police custody. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer,
USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Mark Zuckerberg's social media conglomerate Meta revealed yesterday that an individual in China created thousands of fake social media accounts designed to masquerade as Americans.
The intention was to disseminate divisive political content seemingly aimed to divide Americans ahead of next year's elections. The tech company, overseeing platforms such as Facebook and Instagram, successfully identified and eradicated this network comprising nearly 4,800 fake accounts. These accounts utilized fake photos, names, and locations, presenting themselves as typical American Facebook users expressing opinions on political matters. I'm John Schaefer.
A New York appeals court has once again silenced presidential candidate Donald Trump in his civil trial. Trump and his legal team are once again restricted from making public comments about the courtroom and their behavior. The order was temporarily lifted 2 weeks ago by an appellate judge. The Environmental Protection Agency's proposed lead and copper rule mandates utilities to replace lead drinking water pipes within a decade. The requirement applies regardless of the recorded lead levels in water samples. The EPA says this is to prevent future public health crises similar to the one in Flint, Michigan that happened in 2014. Today is officially National Christmas Lights Day. It's time to get them up. Lance Pry, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you, along with Liz Peek. Always good to have her here in the building, the Fox News contributor and Wall Street analyst. Hey, Liz, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Always good. So how's our Christmas tree lighting?
Well, what a mess, right?
Oh, gosh.
You know, New York just can't seem to put one foot correctly in front of another, and that was the latest example of that. Although I have to tell you, what was great was that the New York City cops, did a very good job of making sure that these pro-Palestinian protesters did not disrupt the tree lighting. It went ahead as planned. They pushed them back from the barriers, even though they tried to swarm the event. Mm-hmm. So kudos to the cops, and a nice reminder that the slow decline, actually now a rapid decline in the number of city policemen, it comes with an enormous cost. We're not going to have that kind of security if this trend continues.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, that's great news, because this is what it's coming down to, in some regards, Liz, and we've been fighting this culture war and traditions, you know, for a long time, and now here it is coming to, you know, the annual Christmas tree lighting at Rockefeller Center. The traditional Thanksgiving parade was disrupted by the Palestinians, and it just seems that they have bought into this false narrative. I mean, there's no reasoning with them. There's about as much of a connection of and reasoning as much as we saw last night between DeSantis and Newsom, right?
Yeah. I stayed up and watched the debate between the two governors, red state, blue state debate, because Fox wanted me to write about it afterwards.
Right.
And I was really stunned. I have to tell you, I went into that just every time someone asked me about it, I was like, oh, DeSantis is going to get creamed. Newsom is so glib. He's so telegenic. I thought Newsom came across as sort of a creepy, snide person who could not answer a single question. Now, does he have the facts on his side? Absolutely not. California is a disaster. If you talk about the cost of living, the cost of gasoline, the availability of electricity and sort of the permanence of their energy supply, homelessness, cost of housing, I mean, it's hard, unemployment. There is no data which gives him an edge in terms of his management of California. But in the past, that really hasn't seemed to matter. He seemed very cocky and, you know, sure of himself. But, wow, the big surprise to me was Ron DeSantis, who the media has led us to believe is wooden and can't communicate. I thought he did a terrific job, and he came prepared. I would rather he not have talked over Newsom so much. I thought wish he'd been a little more dignified maybe in this confrontation, but maybe he had to do that. I don't know. But look, is there any question that if 400,000 people have left California or whatever the number was, and an equal number almost have gone to Florida. There's a reason for that, and pretending otherwise is just makes you sound stupid.
Yeah, it really was. Well, the poop map was conclusive for me.
Yeah, wasn't that something?
That topped off with the fact that he told the story of a man who called him that happens to be Newsom's father-in-law. Who
talking up the advantages of living in Florida. Father-in-law.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I thought probably the most insincere moment of the night was Newsom saying, oh, you know, Biden's cognitive decline, of course he's fine, of course I'm going to support him. We all know 100%. He's running a shadow campaign. We all know he's, why was he on that stage last night? He had to know that Florida, by comparison, would shine and California would not. But he wants national exposure. He's planning to run for president. Oh, my Lord, if he is president, truly what a disaster for our country.
Yeah, you're talking delusion like Biden, but with energy.
Yeah, it's true. And just as cocky and kind of sure he's right. And yet, honestly, Bill, at what point do these Democrats look at what they have done? Look at what they've created in San Francisco and L.A. and Chicago and New York and Philadelphia and Baltimore. Is there any sense of accountability, or do they just throw in the towel and say, yeah, our policies are absolutely horrible, and we leave residents much worse off. But hey, you know, we're the people bringing you climate change agenda items, and and dividing the population on race and gender, and you should be happy about that.
Exactly. Well, I would say this, Liz, because I've been asking this question. I think you and I even talked about it last time we were on the air together. The 40% of the people that think Joe Biden, 40%, whatever that number is, think that Joe Biden is doing such a great job. I've looked for some of that 40%. I can't find anybody in that 40%. but I found somebody last night, and that's Gavin Newsom. Newsom is one of that 40%. And so I thought, okay, that answers the question, number one. Number two is I would get that tape, and I would get in front of all these conservative strategists and people are running for office and say, look, watch this tape and get a better answer than what Ron DeSantis did. Because I think he did a good job in some cases, other cases. I mean, the abortion deal, you got to be kidding me. I mean, they keep getting hamstrung on this deal. The answer is, look it. You know, he was right. I'm pro-life. If Congress is to give me a bill that says 6 weeks, I would sign it. But, the decision has been made right now is that the reversal of Roe v. Wade to return to the states, we gave women more options than they ever have, and it's being determined by each state. That is the law. Full stop. I wouldn't get into all this other stuff, and because they try to pick this hot potato up, and this is a personal issue. And again, I would reinforce, it's a personal issue, not only between the woman and the doctor, but also the father. You've excluded the father.
Yeah.
And so they've got to have a better response than this. And because the bottom line is, you know, the Democrats want us to get mired into this so that, everything gets lost into the emotion of I'm trying to invade somebody's uterus. Excuse me. Come on. It's disgusting. And the other foil that he uses is this idea that, well, you insult me because you're attacking the LGBTQ community.
Yeah.
Come on. Give me a break.
I mean. I know. And it's just too cheesy and too, it's a cliche. These things are all cliches now, and I honestly wonder if people don't get just bored with it. But on abortion, I think that's right. I differ with DeSantis. I would take issue with his decision about this six-week ban. My view, as I think you know, is that governors responding to the Roe v. Wade decision should have referendums in their states. Let the voters decide. If this is actually a state issue, why is a governor deciding it? Why is a legislature deciding it? Let's have referendums. And what we know is, Bill, like it or not, the majority of Americans want abortion within a reasonable time frame, maybe 15 weeks, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the norm in Europe. It's the norm in sort of civilized countries. What is uncivilized and obnoxious and horrible is the Democrats claim you should have abortion at 9 months. And that is what they want. They keep denying it. That is what we have in New York, because, thanks to a New York Democrat-controlled legislature. That's what they have in their national platform, and it's horrifying. So that is what I would say if I were Rhonda.
You got to go to break. More from Liz after this.
Letter from the IRS. Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Independent, just wait, like to hear from us 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Liz Peek is with us, Fox News contributor, Wall Street analyst. Liz, just to kind of wrap up the debate last night, for those people that received a guide, I don't know if you knew this, but the Biden campaign sent out a talking points guide to you know, the poor, you know, liberal victims of the Democratic Party that were going to find themselves in the presence of MAGA relatives over Thanksgiving. And so the campaign sent out kind of a cheat sheet of, you know, talking points and how they should refute those evil, manipulative MAGA people at your Thanksgiving dinner. You know, so if you needed a little tutorial, you got it last night during the debate.
Yeah. Isn't that
because it was on full display, right?
So. Look, it's indefensible. Again, I mean, you have to be absolutely deaf, dumb, and blind not to understand that Democratic policies are disastrous for people.
Right.
It just is the case. You know, in New York, obviously crime is up, costs are up and everything. So what do? They come along most recently with a congestion pricing scheme that's just going to raise the cost of everything. And yeah. I was laughing about it this morning. Imagine a place where everyone's trying to get out and you raise the cost of coming in. <Sort of like. laughs> How incredibly stupid can that possibly be? Anyway,
right.
I don't know. You know, we have to really train our guns on 2024, the White House, the Senate. There's a very good chance the GOP takes the Senate next year. I agree, we got to solve the abortion issue. Hopefully they'll figure this out, because I really do believe that the country is going in so many wrong directions, and it's just horrifying. The border, my husband keeps stomping around saying, how are people not incensed about what's happening at the border? And I agree with him. 5 million people probably now in the country illegally.
Oh, yeah.
Cities
higher than that.
Lumped.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's nuts. It's
right.
Nuts.
This is the problem, is the Democrats are reinventing the wheel. Forget about the wheel that worked. Let's just throw that out because we want our name. We want our glory on this deal. And here they are. They've disrupted everything. And the country has set itself up. Because basically, it has turned its back on common sense. I mean, Liz, you know, just like you said, and your husband says, where's the outrage here? I mean, these are common sense issues. And what is it going to take? I mean, they're already reporting Hamas encampments on the other side of the border. There are people, you know, that are representatives of Hamas in the country just waiting for the right opportunity and the call, you know, from Iran or whoever is going to make that call to, affect some sort of disaster. And the thing is that people will forget that it was the Democratic Party that set us all up for this.
Didn't you love Newsom's answer on that last night? It was really, instead of acknowledging that indeed there's a security threat, which, by the way, a lot of law enforcement people in the FBI are talking about now, from all these people from Afghanistan, Iran, and various places coming into the country. And, of course, that 1.5 million getaway number, who do we think is really trying to evade the border police? Is it Venezuelans who want to just come for asylum, or is it people from Iran, terrorists from Afghanistan? Obviously, those are the people in greater proportion who are in those getaway numbers. But Newsom, I mean, honestly, how anyone can stand up there and say this, like, well, Republicans, you know, basically failed to pass Biden's comprehensive immigration reform. There's never been comprehensive immigration reform. That is like chasing a unicorn, and it hasn't happened. It's not going to happen. I wish it would, by the way, and Trump has some very good ideas about that. But it's not going to happen. That's no excuse for opening the border. I mean, it's just absurd.
Right, exactly. Well, compare what President Biden supposedly has presented. I'm confused as to exactly what he's presented, because all we see is Mayorkas up there, you know. And it's just unconscionable how embarrassing that is. But more than embarrassing is going to be the net result, and that is that America is going to be attacked. We're going to experience another 9/11 of a massive level, and it's going to be too late.
Well, I hope not, but I thought Ron DeSantis was totally on mark saying, you know, when he was asked about that, he said 100%, there will be a terror event. We've gotten complacent in this country. It was not that long ago before that people were actually staging these terrorist situations in the United States. It'll happen again, because I think they are recruiting, they are sending people here is very alarming, but not to Gavin Newsom. He's perfectly okay with it.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that, let's look and shift and put our eyes on Israel right now. And we see how this is playing out. Blinken is over there and trying to, tell Israel how to conduct a war because, America's done such a stellar job. You know, we haven't won a war in, 50, 60 years. But we're gonna tell Israel how to conduct a war. And I know that, Netanyahu and the leadership of Israel has had to be kind to the Biden administration because the Biden administration is sending our dollars to support the cause there. So it is a delicate political tightrope that they have to balance. But Blinken, when he comes out and says to Israel that you lack credit to defeat Hamas, I think those are fighting words.
Well, I think you raise a really good point. We are in no position to tell them how to fight their war. And what we want them to do is fight a war such as we have done in the past with one hand tied behind them. How did that go in Vietnam? Not terribly well. How's it going in Ukraine, by the way, where we have been micromanaging that war in terms of supplying just enough equipment to keep them alive, but not enough to let them win the war? On, had we supplied all the materiel and armaments that President Zelensky of Ukraine had requested, my guess is they'd be much better off than they are today. But again, it's this slow, tortuous, scaredy-cat kind of approach, which means basically it's a draw. And it is a draw in Ukraine right now, and you're seeing more and more voices come out in favor of some kind of negotiation because Americans don't want to keep spending hundreds of billions of dollars on a war that we're not going to win. I mean, that's really a bottom line. We all are sympathetic, but hey, I mean, and by the way, if there's a will in Europe to go and write those kinds of checks, good. Go ahead and do it. Germany isn't doing it. France isn't doing it. They're the people on the front line over there, not the United States.
Exactly. And you've said this repeatedly, and I agree 100% with you. When it comes to Israel, Liz, in my humble opinion, this thing would have been cleaned up already. If the IDF was, if they just went and held to mission and do what successful military operations do. And as they go in, they break stuff up, they wage war, and then they bring, the negotiators get all nervous and we got to get together. Well, if you want me to put the general away, we got to come to the peace table and talk this out and work out some acceptable conditions. Until then, the generals are still breaking stuff up and sadly, people are going to die. And they got to understand, here we are. But Israel is getting, people who've been kidnapped in exchange for people who committed crimes. And it's 3-1 on top of that, the exchange.
Yeah, no.
I mean, all you're doing is putting them back on the street to, to do more damage because that has been the pattern time and time again. I don't care if it's Israel, if it's happening in Hamas, anywhere in Europe, time and again, you let these prisoners out and they go back on the battlefield. We know that, but yet we go ahead and do that. We buckle to international pressure. Of course, the UN and the pressure, look at the numbers there. Of course they're going to go that way. But they're not interested in winning the war. They're not interested in eradicating Hamas. They don't have an interest in that. Israel does.
Yes, exactly. And by the way, it's not just international influence. It's Democrat progressive influence. That's the problem.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's like you sit there and you see this happening and going, here it is, deja vu again, like you said. Whether it's Vietnam, Afghanistan, this is America policy. We do not know how to wage war, and this is why we keep getting our butts kicked. And then we're going to help other people get their butts kicked, too.
Yeah.
Because it's just so much fun.
A great role to play, isn't it?
Exactly. I'm telling you, it's absurd. She's the Fox News contributor, Wall Street analyst Liz Peek. Thank you, Liz. Take care.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available anywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
USA News Update. The Israeli Defense Forces are reporting Hamas did not provide Israel, by 7 a.m. local time, a list of hostages to be released today. Additionally, Hamas fired rockets at Israel. In response, IDF says it has renewed its attacks to wipe out the terrorist organization Hamas in Gaza. According to a new report, the Biden administration pressured YouTube to target alleged misinformation relating to the COVID-19 vaccines. Back in April of 2021, President Biden's former director of digital strategy, Robert Flaherty, emailed Google team members to connect and combat vaccine hesitancy, but also the goal was to crack down on vaccine misinformation. Documents obtained by the House Judiciary Committee show that the White House decided what was misinformation. Lance Pry, USA News.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
With America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. John's America is joining us from stream.org. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, fine, thanks. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. Survived Thanksgiving, you know, got through the food coma, you know, the post-turkey cold, you know, sandwiches that you have. It's a must-have, that, and some football as a chaser, and then all is well, you know. But meanwhile, you know, then we, you know, turn on the TV and we get back to real life and see what's going on here. An interesting dynamic, you know, DEI is DI. Dying as we predicted it would. Corporate America is coming to its senses and realizing all this wokeism stuff is costing the bottom line. It's unsustainable. They're walking away from it. You know, meanwhile, Joe Biden is proffering higher corporate income tax. China is lowering theirs. Maybe that's why they gave Xi a standing ovation in San Francisco when they were there. What do you think?
Oh, I think they praised Xi for multiple reasons. First of all, he is a representative of non-Western culture, and white self-hatred is the replacement for Christianity as the elite religion in America, white guilt, whereby rich white people despise poor white people and dead white people, their ancestors and blue-collar workers. They hold them in contempt and use that as a way of signal virtue signal and wield political power over black and Hispanic voters and keep themselves in positions of massive wealth and privilege, such as Gavin Newsom and Joyce. So you have tiny, tiny elites living in unparalleled historic levels of comfort and luxury in places like Los Angeles and San Francisco, while the city falls apart for ordinary people. What the left is really doing, they are trying to turn North America into something much more like traditional Latin America, where a tiny elite lives inside the hacienda in their white suits and straw hats, smoking their little cigars. And everybody lives in a favela, in a slum. There is no middle class that can challenge the people in the hacienda for power.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is their goal. It's to turn our social structure into a pyramid with themselves at the top. Whereas America, since its founding, has always been kind of egalitarian. Small farmers, small businessmen. Yes, they'll be rich people, but you know what? In three generations, they won't be rich anymore because their families will have spent the money and other people will rise. And this is constant social mobility. The left is trying to freeze a pyramid of power into place whereby they at the top can use people on welfare, recent immigrants, messed up transgender, other sexual eccentrics, use them as soldiers to liquidate the middle class and to make sure there is no bridge between the bottom of society and the top.
Yeah, they want a predicted outcome for themselves, but not for anyone else. I mean, this is like the union mentality, the same thing, you know. And meanwhile, you know, here
really,
it is.
Really, it's a kind of feudalism. It's feudalism.
Yeah.
It's returning to the Middle Ages without the cathedrals, without the faith, without the saints. But
exactly.
It's returning to that kind of power structure. I write about this frequently at stream.org. I write four times a week at stream.org. I hope people will go check out my essays there.
Well, you know, amazing is that in no time, I mean, the people in San Francisco, they didn't want G to leave. This is the first time in a long time that the streets didn't smell of poop and hypodermic needles wasn't something they had to, you know, walk around. But it was amazing how quick, John, the city returned to its mess.
Well, that's right, because it was an artificial thing. It's kind of like the way when they would do tours of Stalin's Russia, they would pick up all the corpses of the starving people off the ground and decorate the village. And the Methodist ministers who came, the progressive little mainline Protestants who would come and would say, oh, my gosh, look at this progress. Look how orderly everything is. There are no poor people. And they would come back with glowing reports about the Soviet Union. Well, Gavin Newsom is doing the same thing with San Francisco. He wants his allies in China to have a good opinion. The whole idea that people can cozy up to communist China, but then talk about Donald Trump as if he were a dictator, it is a level of psychological denial and madness that is straight out of Orwell's 1984, where people are trained in doublethink, where they can think two contradictory things at the same time. So for Donald Trump to separate immigrant children from people who claim to be their relatives in order to test their DNA and see if they're related to the kid or if they're a sex trafficker, well, that is dictatorial. That's Trump putting children in cages. But for President Xi of China to keep 3 million Uyghur Muslims in concentration camps, cut them open and steal their organs and sell them on the international black market, as Forbes magazine documented China does. Well, that's okay.
Yes.
We're not going to complain about that. It's impossible anymore to believe in the good faith, in good intentions, or intellectual honesty of the left in America. I don't think the left is run by humans anymore. I think it's run by principalities and powers. The way I see it is I see the left as like the gathering swine in the gospel being driven by demons to drown themselves in the sea. And you and I are just trying to get out of the way of all the pigs plunging down the hill.
And the thing is, John, there's such madness that's going on. You know, it's bad enough that it's with this ruling elite, but it's spread into the universities, and it's on full demonstration on the streets of our country, where they do not know the difference between good and evil. They don't know the difference between somebody being massacred versus, someone that was living peacefully.
I mean, the support for Hamas, the support for Palestinian terrorists slaughtering children. Again, there's no innocent explanation for this. This is demonic. It's demonic madness. And I tell people, if you've got kids ready to go to college, the best thing you could do, if you can't send them to a tiny religious school, is have them live at home and go to whatever community college they need to accumulate credits and whatever state university, but they have to live at home. It's the campus atmosphere and their peers, their fellow students, that takes children with Christian upbringings and turns them into monsters. So I say, treat college like a colonoscopy. You want to get it over with as quickly and painlessly as possible, but you're kind of a pervert if you expect to enjoy it.
Exactly. And you want to go back often. It's not like you're going to get a free car wash after it's all said and done.
Right. There's nothing. University and college, the traditional college experience has been hijacked and turned into a cult indoctrination program by people who essentially, whether they realize it or not, are worshiping Satan and engaged in indulging in ideological madness that would have fit right in Jim Jones's Guyana.
Exactly. You know, we've imported that, John. You know, look at all the money these universities and endowments that they're getting from these foreign nations. And that opens up the door for them to send all these kids that have been grown since in vitro. I mean, you know, since they were in their mother's womb, to hate Israel and to have all this hatred. And we bring it into the country. It's no longer existential. It's amongst us.
That's right. But we're even more, we're producing it. I'm just astonished by the number of faculty, homegrown Americans, with like Irish last names, who clearly grew up as Catholics. And they sound like members of some Marxist zombie cult. Mm-hmm. And what it is the way to rise in America, to join the so-called elites, has nothing to do with intellectual quality, certainly not courage, independence, creativity. No, it's all about conformism. Are you a good sheep?
Yes.
Can you smell which way the herd is going and make sure that you go right with them? Absolute rigid conformity has become the defining virtue of our ruling classes. And that's why you see pathetic creatures like Mitt Romney and Nikki Haley claiming to be conservative Republicans, and they're echoing the same insane leftist slogans that the Democrats were pushing 5 years ago.
Amazing. Yeah, it's so true. We got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. John Zemarek after this.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and more.
Drink responsibly, B21.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
As promised, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John Zemarek, the author and senior editor at Stream.org, continues. John, as you're saying, you know, all you have to do is, you know, use a little bit of discernment here and listen to what people are saying. And, you know, because we are at that intersection of life and death, good and evil. And what they're saying, is it good? Is it evil? Pause for a moment. Have some discernment. Take a moment and engage your own intellect to discern what's going on, as opposed to getting caught up in this wave and in this emotion that you know, people are running to. Because, you know, like these kids that are out there in the street, you know, here they are on one hand, you know, LGBTQ for Palestine.
Right, exactly.
How moronic is that, huh?
In a sense, these kids deserve to live under Muslim Sharia. They deserve ISIS. They do. They fully deserve ISIS and Hamas. But we don't. So yeah. I would be happy to send any of these people to go live under the rule of ISIS or Hamas. And I would not rescue them. And I would not trade anyone for them. I would leave them there for the rest of their short, pointless lives. These people deserve exactly what they're getting, but the problem is they're going to drag us down too.
Well, that's exactly, and that's what's happening. Because if they don't think the videos that we're seeing, and we haven't seen them all in totality, just like the January 6th videos, but what right. we see is so shocking, what Hamas did in raping women, dragging them through the streets naked there in Gaza, and you've got American kids that are okay with that? Or they're saying that it's a lie, that it didn't happen?
These same kids who say that if you criticize their sexual politics, you are engaged in a microaggression and you're making them feel unsafe, and you need to be investigated for verbal violence if you criticize them. Charlie Kirk went to speak at the University of Arizona. Mm-hmm. Again, people were free to show up or not, okay? The University of Arizona set up counseling services to help students process the trauma of hearing, in an event they chose to go to, ideas they didn't agree with. This is what universities are for? To create kids who curl up in a fetal ball and rock back and forth, mama, 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 if they hear from someone who disagrees with them? I'm for closing these universities. Pretty much all of them. Defund them. We would be better off without them. In the past, only 50 years ago, it was only been the last 50 years that a majority of young Americans went to college. We did fine just before that. I would love to see all these faculty and administrators rendered unemployed. Let them go in the rice paddies the way the Khmer Rouge sent people in Cambodia. I would like to see our intellectual class subject to manual agricultural labor so they could do something useful with their poisonous lives.
Because to your point, John, what service are they offering to these kids that need leadership at this age where they're so immature and, being indoctrinated? But there seems to be a void of leadership at the scholarly level, at the academic level, to help these kids to be able to tell them that, you know, this is nonsense. This is not allowed to happen. We are going to protect these core values of our country that are clearly enumerated in our Constitution.
Because the kind of people who tend to get tenure as college professors are not the ones who are independent-minded, who speak their mind and stand for their beliefs. Those are the kind of people who don't get hired or don't get rehired or don't get tenure. So what you have is a system that encourages herd-like conformity and a kind of Stalinist terror whereby if you set one foot off the party line, you'll get a career bullet to the back of your head. I remember when at Yale University, two center-left professors were driven off campus and forced to give up tenure because one of them sent an email telling people to chill out about cultural appropriation and Halloween costumes. They were driven off campus. As far as I'm concerned, that school, and that's where I went for my bachelor's degree, was to Yale. Right. It would be better off if they closed it, turned it into a rescue pet shelter. It would do more good for the intellect of Americans if they just made it into a mixed martial arts dojo.
Well, you know, John, we've lost our minds. It's absolute madness. And if it's not here in America, you know, look what's happening at COP28. They want us off meat. Nobody can eat meat anymore. We're going to save the planet. All these predictions, I was asking another environmentalist, I said, how many of these predictions have been made that have not been fulfilled? Is anybody keeping track? You know, I mean, from Al Gore to Greta to, you know, all these other loudmouths that are claiming the, you know, Ocasio-Cortez. Of course, she played it safe. She said, well, you know, we got 12 years, so, by 2030. So she made her prediction, back in 2018.
What these people want to do, they want to cut the birth rate and import more third world immigrants because they think those immigrants are going to be docile, obedient, and easy to control. The government has decided it's unsatisfied with the American people, so it's going to dissolve the American people and replace it with a new one that's easier to rule. There's no other way to explain 9 million illegal aliens waved into the country by Joe Biden. Meanwhile, U.S. Air Marshals are no longer riding domestic flights to protect them against acts of terrorism. Do you know why? Those Air Marshals being used to research the movements of every human being who went to Washington, D.C. around January 6, 2001. 2021.
Right.
Everybody who went there, even if you went there for a wedding, they are watching you. They're not watching terrorists on airplanes. I used to write political satire. It's impossible now because every day the Democrats act crazier than I could imagine in my most malicious fantasies. It is pointless to write political satire because, you know what, you just give the left idea.
Exactly.
That actually happened to me. It happened to me. In March 2020, I made the joke that sending drag queens into schools to read stories to children to spread transgender dysphoria among the children, that it was like having a COVID patient story hour at nursing homes. It was like sending COVID victims to nursing homes. Well, sure enough, Gavin Newsom and Andrew Cuomo and Gretchen Whitmer, within 2 weeks, were doing that. I wonder if they read my satire and thought, that's a damn good idea.
I know. I was talking to our friends at Babylon Bee. They said, Bill, it just writes itself. We don't even have to put much effort. We don't need AI or anything else. It just writes itself anymore.
Back when they approved, when the Supreme Court stuffed same-sex marriage down everyone's throats, a few brave people like Phyllis Schlafly were warning that this would lead to the transgender madness. And they were dismissed as cranks, as extremists, as nutcases. And now, of course, it's all being imposed on us. They're trying to castrate children. They're chemically castrating children. And we're just supposed to accept it. Yesterday's satire is today's new false religion. What we're engaged in now is spiritual warfare.
And yes.
People need to educate themselves, read the stream, watch Steve Bannon, listen to you, listen to Eric Metaxas, educate yourself, get to the gun range and prepare yourself, because things could get very ugly very fast.
Yeah.
Pray fast, stay in touch with Almighty God, because we are right now like Lot's family in Sodom.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, and I wanted to touch on something. We got about 2.5 minutes left here, John. And that is the synod with Pope Francis.
My theory is that Pope Francis is an atheist who joined the seminary decades ago at the behest of the Communist Party, and who has been trying to destroy the church from within ever since. And I'm actually writing an article for Chronicles magazine today where I make the argument that the best explanation for Francis is not that he's misled, not that he's misguided, not that he's a heretic. He doesn't believe in God.
Mm.
And he hates the church and wants to destroy it and is using all his power to do so.
I want you to consider that theory.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can use what you just said and exchange Pope Francis for Joe Biden. Exchange the church for America, right?
Remember, Barack Obama explicitly said he hated American exceptionalism. He wanted to fundamentally transform America into a normal country like Belgium. In other words, the whole idea that the American political system is fundamentally good and flows from the Christian worldview, he hated that idea, and he wanted to transform America in the image of the radical left. And he essentially is still in power. He was essentially in power through the deep state, even while Trump was president.
Exactly. Yeah, he was able to move his people out of his administration and put them in bureaucratic positions. It's pretty strategic on his part, because he knew Donald Trump was going to come in and make some massive changes.
That's
and
right.
They were doing everything they could to offset those changes, which, you know, the changes that we did realize, you know, we're for the betterment of the middle class, for America at large. And if you think not, all you have to remember is day one of Joe Biden, because they're back.
Right? I wrote an article at stream.org. I hope people go read it. It's called Barack Obama, President for Life. I think that is their goal. And when Donald Trump won the election, they thought the American people had stabbed them in the back. And they decided to persecute us. And they used the Nazi playbook to do so. What the left is doing to America is closely modeled on how the Nazis took power in Germany through a tactic called anarcho-tyranny.
Exactly.
Anarchy for me, tyranny for thee. BLM can riot and destroy American cities, but if you take a selfie on January 6th, we're putting you in solitary confinement.
He's the author and senior editor of Stream.org, Dr. John Zemarek. Thank you, John. Take care. Godspeed,
Thank
my friend.
You.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever. What?